I just want to go through the Bechino. Start with the Bechino. I give you back. You can grade them if you want. Well, just get back to me afterwards.
I want to write notes on this.
What? No, I have. Yeah, that tank. That's what it is. Yeah. I know I have one here somewhere. Don't listen. Okay. So, the Yoman has a sheet that you're allowed to correct it afterwards. You get half credit. So I told him the school I went to, they didn't have that sheet. Bears of Machloek is a thousand. We've got him by Vonis and Rashba. So that was on the Sif Beis. The case of the Beya. So, the Rashi comes along and says that it's Munukavis. And the Taz is grappling with what he doesn't understand what you need a Necker for. Because the mice, it's Belay and Perlet, Derech and Klippa. Since it's Belay, but Derech and Klippa, so the Necker is irrelevant for the discussion over here. When you cook Basser together with the egg, that should Belay a time of the Basser going into the egg. He doesn't understand what they need in you for the Necker for me. He understood the Rashi says, without a Necker, it wouldn't absorb. But there was Shesh Ramam, it'll absorb even without a Necker. That's like the dinner at Froya. So what do you need to call it Nakuba for? Okay. The Prima Gadim says, because it's not Nakuba, it's an opera not. And hey, yes, we're going in the Shita which holds Bishalas Mutter. So it would be Basar into the shell. One. Shell into the egg, two. And according to Macharb, you can then go, once that's done, you can go eat it. You can mix it with milchiks, or vice versa, right? If you cook it with milchiks, you could then eat. You could mix it with fleishiks. But since it's Manukov, it's a direct sinas tam, and therefore you cannot mix it with the other thing b'diav. So he understood that it would be considered an opera not without a nekiv. The Taz assumes that it would not be considered an opera not. There would not be a heter of not per not without a neck. So that's the machloikus. Is there a heter of not per not when there's no neck? According to the Prima Gadim, yes. According to the Taz, no. He said that's the machloikus, whether you say not per not, the Shas Bishul, or not. According to the Taz, he does not see it as a not per not, because it's Shas Bishul. According to the Prima Gadim, he does see it as not per not, even with the Shas Bishul. That's the Chalukah to the Chabas Das and the Beis Ephraim. Okay. No. The Taz is understanding that the Rashba is saying you need a Nekev to create this problem. He says, I don't understand that, but he's assuming that's what the Rashba is saying. He has a cash on it. I want to understand the machloikis between the Taz and the Prima Gadim when they're grappling shot in the Rash, but what are they arguing about? That's what I want to. There's a comedy. Right? That was the problem. Being in a Rash, okay. Okay. Like Aaron said in Shir Shabbos, right? This is comedy are very important. Right? We're having grandmother for dinner. That can either mean we're cannibals, or we're having grandmother for dinner, right? So the camel that was right. Okay, number two, Titan Beis Nafkin Lamaisim and Shitas Chavas Das Beis Ephraim. So the two examples which we gave was the milchika bottle. A bottle with milk in a pot. So there's going to be, according to according to this one of the Chabas Das, it's not an upper knot going into the kli. It's a kli that you cook milk in it. According to the Beis Prime, it's a kli that you cook milk in it. Say it again. According to the Chabas Das, it's a kli that you cook milk in. According to the Beis Prime, it's not. It's only an upper knot. And then, if you cooked something fleshig in it afterwards, but yeah, would it be mutter? And then the scenario of the gabi, the challah on top of the cholent, the challah on top of the cholent, either is going to get, since we don a kisui like it's mole, so there's the bliest tam through the kisui. So if the challah got yatzeletis bo, it absorbed the tam. If there was no liquid, the tam goes in today in the tila, it's sleep. If it is a liquid, it goes in bakuloi. So is it a tam rishon of fleshigs in the challah or not? So now you took your challah and you smear some butter on it. But yeah, would that be mutter? So according to the Chabas Das, no. According to Beis Efrayim, yes. So why is Hadachas Ka'aris different? That's our Sif Gim, which we're about to do over here. So we sit over the Ran. The Ran said some cryptic words, and we said to Esberim in the Ran, the Ikram Halach he went with was the Halach of the Belia, which goes from the pot, in case there was a milchuk a pot, fleshig a kli, the Belia Tom Rishon goes into the pot. Milchuk goes into the pot. Now that Tom comes out and goes into the water and into the keli inside the water simultaneously. So it's an Asinus Tom, that's a case of that it's the milchuk a Tom is going directly into the fleshig a keli, which has Tom ben Yom of fleshigs in it, so that's going to be Yasser. Mashenkin Dogim, at first, even though we're talking, even if you're Machar Bishul, right, that the Ramah's Machar Bishul, that's only Chatkila, but Yavin is going to be Mutter, so this scenario is going to be Yasser, the Ram saying, because it's worse. Mashenkin by Bishul, it first goes into the Tom, still Behatr, and then afterwards you mix it with Milchiks.
Is
there a run in one direction? Let's say
the outside part is Inu
Benyamin. Does the inside part infuse another? Yeah, so it goes both ways. Yeah.
One's Inu Benyamin, right? One's Inu Benyamin, one's Benyamin.
No, I'm saying
the Sinus
time goes both ways.
You're asking one's
Inu Benyamin,
one's
Benyamin. Now, that's question number one. So this is working both ways. Now, what will be if one of the, that's now Tzav Gimel, what will be if Enet Ben Yomo, what happens? He would have lishmach m'mayim reiskim m'klirishin b'sori al-kara chalavi. In other words, we saw that the Shach handled this, which again, we saw it again in Tzav Gimel, or so much more, we'll see it again in Tzav Gimel. Right, this issue of do we dan iri that it has the same din as if it's going to be mixed in the, once you're assuming that he's going in the case of the Ramah, right? I'm in Machra on Bishul, that I cannot do Bishul from. I cannot, even after I did Bishul, I cannot mix Chachil with Milchiks. What will be in a situation where. But on Kalim, sorry, this is the case of Kalim, right? But to pour onto the Kli itself, something which is Parv, that's not a problem according to the Ramah. So the Shach grappled with that, how that stem with what the Ramah says in Sif Gimel, where he seems to say that Iri is going to be problematic. So the Shach learned in the Ramah, the Taki is saying it's also to do it. And in Yadina, he's passing a local Maisa that it's going to be okay. So the point of the Ramah I wanted is that it could take Enu Ben Yomo, make it into Ben Yomo. It could take out a Tam Rishon from the walls of the pot. It's not considered an upper knot. It's only considered the first Tam. Gimel 6 will bear Gvulim Shakach. So Dabar Charev, as we spoke about the limits of the Dabar Charev, even though it has a Kayak to take out a Tam Rishon from the Doifnei HaKedera. It does not have a kayach to be Mavaliyah, something more than any other of food. So whatever time goes into the wall, it's definitely considered a degradation. So the Sinas time into the wall will go down a step and call an up or an up. Based on Yesh had to official dog in Makadera, feel the fear of Ma. So what I was looking for was Zen Ben Yomo. Okay. What? Well, I was the Bishal Dogim. Okay, so it's food. Eim Shaiach Evan Shal Aliyah All the Bakar Sheish Shachumas Bishal. That's how we saw the Shach said if both of them are hot. So why do you have to wait for Golas Kalim until after Meis Leis? Because calls when you're doing Meis Leis, what's going to happen is, let's say, the case of Hagol of Visser, so the Tom's going to come out. It's not Pogum, and even though it's not Bernat, because the Tom will go out and the Tom will go back in, even though it's not Bernat, but it's not Bernat the Yisura, it doesn't make the Kli Mutter. Once you wait 24 hours, it's the Tom comes out as a Pogum. So even the Tom goes back in, the Tom goes back in as a Pogum, it's not a problem.
Is that when it comes to, let's say, taking a dog of Clark in an anal benjamo pot that was already pressured, why does it bring out the time again?
There's this halachic assumption, which I don't understand how it works exactly, that they that either had gola, you assume that all the time went out and then went back in.
Okay.
Right. So by that point in time, it's not more chomer. No, it's that second. The question was that. So the.
Will that be by
the even by Dover Chorav? Now it's already. It wasn't. It wasn't. It was an. It was already a not bar not.
An
Eved
is a
violent
himself, except that the
already was a not Bernat. Twice it was two Nesinas, it was three Nesinas times. Now it'll be three Nesinas times twice in Kaili. Right.
But doesn't do anything.
No, because it was already Pogum. It got to be Pogum, it doesn't have a shame history. So it goes back in as a pogrom.
Okay,
so pogrom doesn't have a shame history on it.
Because it went back in as pogrom, or because pogrom in essence doesn't have a shame history? Saying if you never kashered it, then you never part possessed the derech.
If you never kashered it, if you never kashered it, it's. If you never kashered it. Is it also the rice? That I'm not sure. That's the prima donna we're speaking about. Whether it's into the rice.
Yeah. But on the side of the rice, kashering it helps.
Right.
Is that because nichnas pogum?
Because once it gets once something which is a pogum doesn't have a shame mitzvah.
Once it has a shame mitzvah, it doesn't go away. Is that the idea?
But I'm saying
that once meaning once there is a shame mitzvah. So
if you learn davar karvus the rice, Moshe, am I saying this right?
That's not
taking
the
reason I brought it up.
The Rosh, that's when you cross for a Kli.
Yeah.
Can I or no?
Yeah, please.
Oh, no, I'll walk over. The Rosh is when you cross for a Kli, he says that it's not for not. Because he says that the Tampagam is cool heter.
Right, so he says that the Tampagam doesn't have the same history. So it's not Shach.
That's the
Rosh. That's the Rosh.
That's what hell that retains the Shach Isser. Which is why this Tampagam is going to be also on Pesach. It loses Tanka Iker, so male Tamashu. So that's why this became.
So a davar karv can't be mecharshem mecharshem masha.
The ritzva asks why.
It never says kasher. So why davar karv? Why can you use a davar karv after you kasher it?
So, right.
So if you learn this, the board is because it became heter, so then it's fine.
Well, but the Rosh held in the first place the Nesal Gam is heter, and yet he still holds the Bar Achiltes. So yeah, so you see, even if it loses the Shavisser, somehow the Rosh holds it can come back. The ritzva is a kasher that the talis, the shnos, the lu on the knife, but the hilt is. Otherwise, he said, you can't be a vasa in the vela. Once it's ice in the vela, it's a vela sukha.
No, so that I can understand. So that's why there is a lot of the okay. I have to work it out. The rice is the rabbanon. The sheet that holds the rabbanon is because once you say does have a shame iser, after it's noise and time with gam, so you're being mechadish. It's but it's not. There's no iser here to be mechadish. But since it went in as b'shevach, they answered that if it went in as pogum to start with, doesn't have a shemesh to start with, so there's nothing in the Mechadish.
That's good according to those days, the Rabbanon, but right. According to the Reis, there's right. One sheet that holds the right. I'm wondering the Rosh that when you do Napar Na back into the Kli, if you hold the Nislam Gamas Eter, Napar Na is different than Tam Begam, and then it will never be able to come back. Well, if you the Rajwa that has Shem Isra on it, and it goes back in the Kli, I'm wondering if then Harf would Taka bring it back, because it didn't experience
I hear.
It. I don't know. Yeah.
That's right. So either the Chiluk is because that Kayach of Napar Na to be Mechadish doesn't make it better than what's in there, right? And the Maisa, it's a not bar not. Two times Ayodei Kli. Now, Ayat Stavar Isser. What you're taking out is. No, because Pagan doesn't help you because it's Davar Chorev. The normal vort of that when Isser comes out, it doesn't have a din of not bar not, because as soon as it comes out with a shame Isser. But once the halacha said that once you're magal it,
if I'm going to lend money and the only way I can ever get it back is to have Adam hanging around.
Once you're magal it. I'm not sure, but once, if you learn that the word is it loses a shame mister, so that's poshut. If you learn it doesn't lose a shame mister, the heter is because of not bernat. You don't see not bernat be surah. So that then you don't see not bernat be surah is the.
What the Rambam seems to be saying that even though it's a Chorus Chachamim,
so those
applies to that as well. And
there's a I want to look it up again, but there's a garment. The that halacha the yotzei napanat by only by isura, by teira, there's no gemara which says that. By you don't say by isura. Mishnayim say it, and the medayik for some gemaras, and then the shaila is what are the limits in that then. Simply to say, every time it's going to have the same din.
What does the Rambam
like, they're Rishonim, they say that, but there are limits to that.
What? Like, the Rambam, when he said this din, it holds on that they're actually still happening. It's not just like a magical din that goes on forever. So we're not denying the fact that there's a cliche. And that cliches is what makes the Mashemina for their heart. In practice, there is a cliche.
Well, before you get to the record, so the if you hold that Midaraisa, there's a goal that's carried in Midaraisa. So what's the case of Golos Chayim Midaraisa?
You're making it as
They were magal the kli midyan. They're sukkim kli midyan. So the more says, what was the case? Zed ben yomah, it's mutter. So the case had to be ben yomah, right? So if there's shishim, so fine, you have shishim. So libum, the pshat is it destroys the isur, right? If it's the hagol doesn't destroy the isur, it just takes the isur out, right? And then it goes back in. So what's that heter, right? So Tosha says that the case of the pasuk has to be a case. What is over here? Tosis, which I'm not remembering where it is.
Still, it's we have to do it even though it's a rabbanon, we do it within a Torah. I honestly think, even though it's a bit of a stretch, it doesn't get much of a rabbanon. Rabbanon is a key of Shtar's betrayal. He means if Shtar is on
the rabbanon. He says, what's the case of Hagola? The Raisa. It says, her, it comes out made of rice, it's only Shaykh Hagola and a very small kli. Because made of rice, so the only case of Hagola is Ben Yomo. Right? And the case of Kli Midyan was. Was Isura. So. So it has the only way it could work is midin bittel. Where's that test? So it comes out that it's not me, you know, the psukim talking about kashing all the kalim. Says how does it work? I mean, most of the kalim probably weren't able to kash. The only way you can kash the bashishim, and how do they have such big pots? It's the kasher b'shishim. Where's that Tosfos?
Is
I'm going to hold the question, and I need to look up the question. Okay. That was my homework from last week, right? I was supposed to look up. I didn't look up. Okay. Let's finish off the bit, just last one. There's a pull of some Nimshach Zaman, I'm telling me, Lahago Yersim Eisleis. So, in a case of Isser, if it took 24 hours, when you use it for Isser, you use it for Heter. So, it's Rimachadish, the time of the Isser. So, now you have to wait another 24 hours for that time. The Amos Eisleis and a pull of some Marid, but that's only the Gabi if you use it, in the case you use it for Yisr, the case where you used it for Heter, he cooked Fleishig, because then he cooked afterwards, he cooked Parvin it afterwards. It's not Mamshech Latam, because the Heter is based on Napranat. The Napranat, the Maisa, so you didn't extend anything by redoing it. The issue is not Pogam versus not Pogam. The issue is not Pranat. The not Pranat is still there. In the case of Isser, it's not Pranat the Isura. So you have to, the only Heter is Pogam. And Pogam, you're extending the Pogam. By Hetera, you don't need the Heter Pogam. You have the Heter not Pranat. The Heter not Pranat would be sufficient for that. That's in a case. But the shaila is, what if you didn't wait? Right. Okay. Okay, so the Sifkim Alachim Okar Shabbosis and Mecharba said that so when you want me to read it, give me back to me. If you don't want me to read it, I want to give it back. You might not want to. You might at this point in time. You might not want me to grade it. Okay, fine. I am going to stress. I do really the best time for me to. I'm okay one day a week to grade. The rest of the week, it's going to come hard for me to do that. So Matzah Shabbos is my time. So. We can talk about the issue of grading. I can grade it without marking it. You can't write it. I'm not going to read your mind. Okay. So we're dealing with this case of Kershaw Bosser, which you were Hutrabi Yarchalevis, so which was Yatzaletis boy, Macharbis, even the Shambing and Yerman, the Mutter, because it's not Bernat, and therefore the Tera. So some say, however, even though there's no shuman dabak behem, so the issue is not shuman, the issue is just the tam, it's going to be a problem unless. Now, why is this? So there's a certain amount of repetition over here between the Shach and the Taz. Zot Taz and Ches. Time of war, but Taisis, Lodab, the dog, Mashallah, Bakara, the Shani Hachash, Akaris, Noigus, Bemachvis, Vilatami, Zelazet. First reason Tosis gives is because there's direct contact between the two kelim, and therefore, in that case, everybody agrees if it's direct contact, there is a direct nesinas tam of the boser into the tam cholov and vice versa. So that's a problem. Void. The hakish atam habeishal boser mishal cholov nichnas b'mayim miyad nesu hamayim mechazim roisin rekaris b'machlas. So There's a tam basa going into the water, and a tam cholva going into the water. That happens immediately. So there's both tamim coming out simultaneously. They're coming out simultaneously, and they are. So the water is now has tam basa and basa b'cholav in it. So the water is the problem, and the water goes and it answers the caleb. That's the way Tosis says. Okay, Baran mavur atam asheni shal Tosis b'yoser. So the Taz says, the Ran says Tosis second shot of Tosis more clearly. The shani b'dogim shal b'kara da kutach lekibul tam klal mitam arishin tana b'kara. There is no flavor going from the. The kara into milchix, it went from milchix into the kli, went from the kli into the fish, and that's still kula heter. Elamei dogim. Now the kutach is getting the favor from the dogim to tam sheni, but that's clearly already a tam sheni. Avakan tam hakolav haniflet besachamayim mekabel tam mitam abosur rishon shebekaris. So. So this is the lashon which we grapple with. What does he mean? The Taz lumps together the Ran with the Tosis. The way the Yad Yehuda learns the Ran is not saying the same thing as Tosis. Right. The point of the Ran is that the flavor goes directly into the kli, from kli to kli. That's the point of the Ran, because the infusion of tam is into everything which is in the pot simultaneously, including into the kli. So there's a direct sinus tam from the kli into the kli. The way the Nadi Behuda learns the Ran, that we're saying that forget about the water, the two flavors are mixing without being a tam sheni. They're both a tam rishon because you don't need the water to introduce the two flavors together. So it's basa b'cholav, and then that flavor, which is basa b'cholav, is now in your water, and it's going to go into your kalim, etc. That's how the Ran, that's how Nadir learns the Ran. So that's really the point of the way the Taz is learning the Ran and Tosis, is you're getting a flavor of basa b'cholav. You have the tam of the b'cholav and the tam of the basa meeting together, becoming basa b'cholav, and that's now going into everything you have over there. Which
and then once you've been this goes back to answer why Kim Papa there's also once it's a Shabbat Kriya, it goes back to its original
dinner. It's hard to fit into the Lashon Tosis a little bit. The Tosis seems to discuss the issue of the water. That's number one. Number two, why wouldn't it be mistaken to learn Tosis Kipshuta? That the Tosis is saying a simple word. You're having the two infusions of Tam are happening. There's a Tam Cholav going from the pot into the water. There's a Tam Basar going from the plate into the water. And they're Miyad Nifkar Shatulis Tamim, and that's the din of Naprinat. If you're flashing a pot, cooking milchix in the face of the pot is a problem because immediately there's a tam basa going into milchix. Maybe. He's avoiding the rush, which the rush comes along and says like this. And I'm just suggesting this as a maybe. So if you don't agree, that's fine. If it doesn't make sense, it's also fine. So the Rosh comes along and says that according to Rivon, that there would be also to do this, right? According to Rivon, the Rivon Shitasa, that there's no heter not per not by Bishul, there's nothing to talk about, right? Valinir at the Afla Rivon a Kalmutta. So the Rosh, I'm going to go mamash other direction, right? That even the Mechaber Paskin is not like the Rivon. So the Mechaber declaring even not like the Rivon, maybe this should be awesome. Right? The Rosh comes along and says, I'm going to tell you an argument, even called the Rivon, that it's Mutta. Right? The Rosh and the Simon Choftes. They also nispash el la oklan bekuzach shatam sheni shabos and shatam the sech mamash shokol. So this is then that the bishul takes out a tam sheni, and tam sheni is also to go is because you're taking the tam sheni of the meat of the fish. Bishul takes out a full this. Rivon's argument is the same way Devarkarf takes out a tam rishon. Bishul's not any less than that. So what you have in your fish is that tam which was in the pot, and now you're taking that tam and you're putting it into milk. That's a problem. Avahachas a tam sheni shalaboser shesecha mayim eilus a tam shesecha mamoshes acholav. Al misarvim tam sheni shalacholav shesecha mayim near shemayim mutorim bakol mutar. So it is that the Rosh, the way the Rosh, the Reed Teskep Shutai, so there's a flavor of Basar going into the water, and there's a flavor, now you're saying, well, there's a flavor of Basar in the water, and now the tam of the milk is coming out of the pot and going directly into that tam. That's the din of the Rivon. He said, no, it's not. Rivon's case is that the fish and the water are the same for our purposes, right? The flavor goes into the pot, milk flavor goes into the pot, milk flavor goes out of the pot into the water. Milk flavor goes out of the pot into the fish, right? And I want to eat that with the other gender. So the tam here is going into that other food. That's because you're taking that tam, you're putting it into food. But here I'm putting it not into mamosha, I'm putting it into tam. The Rivon didn't ask for that. Right? So, that's the Rosh's argument. But that's all calls man that you're learning that the process is through the water. So, okay, I can say, well, the process is through the water. The next step is to discuss what'll be that since the water is, it's like the fish, it's like it's being macabre time. And it's now mixing with what? Well, it's not mixing with mamashas of the other gender. It's mixing with tam of the other gender. Rivon didn't ask for that. But the way the Ran is saying it, that forget about the water. It's a direct descent of tam. So tam, nobody can be mad at that, right? So that's what the Ran. The Tarsus Cheshbon, right? Well, in Tosfos Cheshbon, you have this argument of the Rosh. So, the Ran, I'm going to avoid that whole argument when Rebbe Yehuda is learning the Ran. I'm going to avoid that whole argument by saying that it's not it's the direct Sinas Tam and the Sinas Tam together. Maybe. Okay. Yep. Shot. Not shot. It's not. Would this be possible to call the Raisa? Would this be a key situation? It's Tom Rishon, it's not a problem. It's Sinner Tom, the Torah Cheshbon says it's a Tom. You have a Sinner's Tom of this, a Sinner's Tom of that going together. So, that's Bishop Boston to call the Raisa. So, this is the Raisa, the Cook Bishop Boston to call it together, right? And the water, not only would the water become also bechila, but water become also behano. It's possible chala, which is to cook the rice, is also behano. So, we're saying over here we're noyeg ben issa lechatchila. So my shell is not, you know. So what does it mean noyeg ben issa? Can I take that water?
So what can I do with it?
What? Right. So now what about a case over here when it's a Ben Yomo? Right. So what do you do with the water? Right. Now you have a, it's not, I understand you can't eat it. But this is also about north. Okay? Just so clarify the point, knock them all. This is the rice of the service says Basa Bakalov, there's an issue to eat Basa Bakalov together. This is the rice says Bishul Basa Bakalov. You cook Basa Bakalov together, that's this is the rice, so you cannot eat it, you cannot have an off from it, and you're not allowed to cook it together. The scenarios of Basa Bakalov, which are not the rice, so the Chazal did not put Isra Hanlo on that. So, any Basa Bakalov which is not Bishul the rice, so we don't deal with it as. It's not us about no. Good. Step number one. There's a Gemara which you're doing Chuv Chesna, right? So I can say it. Right, the subject of Tipa Scholab, right?
We did it last
week. Okay, right? Right. So the Gemara introduces a concept called Derech Bishul Asa Torah. Right? Let them have that. So there's one, right? So there are many acronyms like this. Okay, so let's say, like, so Derech Bishul Asa Torah. So I'm not Jewish, right? And I don't have a problem with cooking Basa Bakalov together, right? So my recipe has chicken together with milk. Well, there's no milk available. I said, no problem. I'll take a milk kapat, which is Ben Yombo, and I'll cook the chicken with the milk kapat, and I'll get milk kapat in it, and I'll have a good recipe. Right? I mean, I never asked a non-Jewish person if he ever tried that, but I imagine that's probably not a good recipe. It's not Derech Bishul Asa Torah. So is Bacloud, is these dinim of Tomim, can you generate most of all the rice with just Tom? Because of a new cheshvan, not because of Yisrael Hebb, the new cheshvan of Derech Bishul Asa Torah, this is not called Derech Bishul. So, I know we skip Pei Zion because that's like, which is like one of the most logical ways in the world to learn something. So, but just there's a Piskei Tshuva in Pei Zion Sifkat and Gimel. Okay. That not exactly the same case, but see, he discusses here Barich is the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin. What is called Derech Bishul? Is Kal B'Shem Alicha? That's not called Derech Bishul. Sli is called Derech Bishul. Is Mushin considered Bishul? Is Tiku considered Bishul? Right. Okay, so the beginning of Pisa Chuba Sakat and Gimel, my Bichar Shagam Tigur Makal Bishul. Achmas Yaakov, he says, Maram Shif, Besaib Sever Alchulin, Tidal Hoko, the Tigur Loy Havi Makal Bishul. Ben Osa Bahano. Heshmur Yeshla Hoko, Prima Godim. Cham Bachamal Arroitiv, Kaz Prima Godim, Besiba, Beshem Rashad, Lahavi Derek Bishul, and Mutter Banoa. Even though there's an Asinus Tam, from one to the other, by Kham Bacham. It's not called Bishul together, and that would not be called a case of Derech Bishul. So even the Sinas Tam, the Prima Godim's Shita is is not everything of derech mishal asa tara. So not dealing with this of the rice over here. Like I said, it's not a good substitute of the recipe. I don't think so, at least. Again, I never tried it. I guess theoretically we could try it on our own, like with not with milk, if you want to use, you know, if the recipe calls for wine, you say, no problem, I cooked some wine in my pot earlier today, so I can use it in the pot. You know, pot should be the same sugya. As far as I know, that it doesn't add the flavor.
Wasn't
now,
there a schnapps that they fermented in wine barrels?
Yeah, definitely is the Sidus Tom. So by other Yisroel, there's no Heter there official. Just as long as there's Tom Keter. In other words, what he's being mechadish over here is all the sugya of Tom Keker is Tom Yisroel's Keker.
You're saying that people don't do it bedafka to get the Tom? That means it's not their official. People don't care in a way to get
the Tom. Lo sashal gadi bechalevi mo. The Torah is talking about cooking meat and milk, using milk as the medium for the cooking. All right. So in a case where it's just the Sinas Tom, that's what the Chiddush of Prima Gadim is saying. That So the Prima Gadim and the Psicha, a few places he says, Then he says, Tom Kicker Kate said, Right, so he's... Okay, so... There's an argument that says not of the rice. So he's mesupik about the hechad tips of Tom Kikus that we would have by Boston Bacall. Fine. Dr. Taz, finish off. Okay. So according to this run, So, Oisim Zeze, Fish Temekunach is Yofa. Okay. Vashize Mamish Din the Karish Hutra Beyer, Shazaka Shokanar, Kamaksati Zeh, Shumatsi Beyer. So, I gave you the more common case, because most people are not washing one or the other, but I'll give you a case which is very Negev. right? So I cooked water or yerokas and milk of kapah, which is bas yamo. And by mistake, you put in a flesh of a spoon, which is bas yamo. There's not samba kenega the spoon. So that's this case. You have a flesh of a kli inside a milk of kapah, or vice versa. So if there isn't samba kenega the tam coming out, the tam of the basar and the tam of the milk and kapat, they're both ben yomos, is going to answer. That's the sin of the Ramah. We're machmer on that, and that's very negayah. So a woman calls you up and says she was making a part of a soup in a milk and kapat that she used this morning for to cook milk. She cooked milk in the morning. She made a part of a soup in the afternoon. By mistake, she used the flesh of a spoon. Right. So my first question is, when was the last time you used the flesh of a spoon for hot? Right. And well, I don't remember. Stam Kalim Ben Yerman would say good. Baruch Hashem. She tells me that it was in 24 hours. So she used it within 24 hours. So now I have Tom Bosser. I have to clarify what does she mean? She used it. Yeah, she stirred a cholent with it. Cholent is about a bona fide fleishig, right? So she stirred her. She has a bona fide big stirring spoon full of Tom Bosser in it, which is a ben yomo, in your milk pot, which is a ben yomo, putting Tom into the infusing Tom into the pot. So that's the din of the Ramos at the Taz, that you're gonna that the food's gonna be also even midyavid. There's no heter not burn up. You're asking a good question. I do not know the answer to that question. So why am I saying that? Because there are steer the kamashmos to answer that question. There are places which are mashma that we don't assume an immediate infusion of tam. In other words, it doesn't happen immediately. There's a time lapse. In the places which are mashma, there's no time lapse. So I do not have a good answer to that question. I find that question very confusing. I don't have a good answer to it. So it seems to be that we do not get involved. In most places, we do not seem to discuss the issue of Zman. There's one place which seems to be discussing the issue of Zman. Logic would say that there is some time lapse, but it does not seem to be brought down. Most cases I've gotten the answer is, I mean, I've gotten the classic case, you know, for a person first setting up their kitchen. Well, last time he used the spoon for hot, and so he said, "I don't think I ever use it for hot." Right. So the answer is your spoon is not fleishig, you know. That's, which they, you know, they always make a joke about that as a rabbi in rabbi school. Like, yeah, the, you know, the newlywed calls up and says, "You know, last time he used milk," it says, "Never." But that's not really the question. The question is last time it's used for milk. So a pot, that's more common. You have a milk in a pot, you might actually cook milk in it, saying, but sometimes you get, says, "Oh, I use the milk like a knife to cut my onions." And when was the last, well, what, I asked you, why is it milk? Who said it's milk? What made the knife milk? So, right, saying, so you cut cheese with it. So unless you would have a cutting cheese, so as long as there's no shamlunis on the knife, there's no belay on the knife. The skin is always belay it together with the kor. So I use the milk of the knife to cut my hot meat. So I want to know, so usually my question is, can you tell me why you believe that this knife is really milk? And a lot of times the answer is It's not. So the issue of Shamnunis, the person grapple with what's the status of knives nowadays. But we have a lot better things to wash our stuff with than they did once upon a time. No, I don't think that that's true necessarily. The Gemara says that the way you would get the shamunis off the knife is you would stab it into the ground 10 times. It's a hard ground, so they didn't do that every time. Well, why should they do that? Right? I have a good sponge with a good, you know, cleaning thing which I can allow, rub it down the knife to make sure it gets all of the everything banned off the face of the knife. I can do that. Why shouldn't I do that? Right? I mean, well, I grew up, they used steel wool. Like, that was like, you know, you heard of steel wool, right? I'm not that old, right? Yeah, you heard of steel wool, right? No. Okay. Right? The stuff you buy, the Brillo pads, right? Brillo, whatever. Okay, fair enough. I'm dating myself. It was metal. And you rub it against the, you know, if you want to get your pots really clean, now your wife should really be proud of you. Buy a thing of steel wool and you rub it, but just wear gloves, because you can rub it while you're doing it. Things go into your skin a little bit, so it's not fun. What?
It's a scratch the pot.
What?
The pot has a coating on it. It can scratch.
Right. If you have it, don't use it on a Teflon. Right. Don't use it on Teflon. You can use it on the bottom. Looks like bright and bright. Like one of my wife's very close friends is one of these like. Women like her pots look like they're this. She just bought them, but they're gleaming on the bottom. Like that's part of, you know, how she keeps her house. We used to joke about one of the ladies, a babysat for a lozer. She walked around with a bottle of Windex and formula for 409 in her hand with a shmata. Like as everything happened, she would like when people give you like a complex, you know, right? So her pots look like they're brand new. She scrubs them with still on the bottom, right? So you can tell you what, if you want a new pot, and you know, right? Yeah, that gets everything off. So that's the same thing as the karka kosher. Okay, let's hold it here. We have to do the shach. So the what I want to try to accomplish today is Monday. I want to try to accomplish